Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Hold on, what's today? The 21st?
Yep.
May 21st, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission. Mostly secret mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
I don't know, what's the latest, man?
Oh.
Can't talk
it's a
about
secret.
It?
Secret.
We knew that.
Yes. Yeah.
Great show for you tonight. We have the LBMS Bomber first place in points driver, Vinny Rucci Jr. Rucci, well, you tell me. I can't.
Rucci.
Okay. Rucci, we'll go Rucci. So, and then also the Bomber at LBMS second place driver, Kyle Jacks.
Thanks for having me on.
So you two must be the two cheaters because you're first and second, right? Okay. Okay. That was Matt's idea, by the way. We're going to blame it on Matt.
Broken mic.
Oh, there you go.
There you are.
Wow.
It's like an engine. You got to turn it on.
Is mine working too?
You're good.
I give you the stuff that works and the stuff that breaks is mine. Okay.
No, maybe it's you broke the stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, you're on now.
Okay, cool. Ready for Kyle solo.
Oh, man.
So this is a good first for us. So usually we have one group or another group or one driver, another driver, but this is a combination, two different camps, I'm going to say, two different teams, two different circles of
we do anything crazy.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen tonight. We got some boxing gloves back here for you guys, so if it gets out of line, we'll give them to you guys. But
Daddy Rucci's watching, so.
Oh, Vinny Jr. won't get out of line.
Uh-huh. No.
That's messed up.
Me and Kyle are friends. On the racetrack's a different story, but
yeah.
Off the racetrack, we're friends.
But that's good. I mean, we should leave it on the track if it's something. But there's got to be some times off the track where you kind of question.
Why am I friends with him?
I'll help you. I mean, obviously, it's good to see the, off the track, the friendship and all that. And you can leave, the gossip and everything behind because, that happens in racers are not all racers. You know who you are, racers out there. they like to, tell stories and gossip about crap that may or may not be true. So it's good that all that is left behind. But is there ever a time where there's an incident on the track? You're like, man, I got to talk about this.
I speak for myself. I think Kyle does too, but, when it's something like that, we kind of just bring it up real quick and joke about it,
right.
And then we drop it real quick.
Right.
It's nothing that we kind of like sit there and fully talk about and get into a debate about. We kind of like bring it up and it's gone. And then we talk about something totally off of racing.
Well, that's probably good. We kind of keep racing it at racing, and otherwise I don't think anybody would be friends if they thought what was on the track off the track. We would have a lot of enemies, Especially Gary. But
always.
But there's got to be, some questions sometimes probably within your circles, your two different circles. On, do they question why you guys might be friends at all sometimes? Or is there any, hey, man, maybe you shouldn't talk to Kyle, or maybe you shouldn't talk to Vinny, or, hey, don't tell him this and don't tell him that?
There's been quite a few people that are always asking how me and him are still friends with him. All that's happened on the track has happened. And,
right. And realistically, the stuff that you guys have been through on the track is just, you chalk it up as race.
Yeah, racing.
Incidences,
yeah.
At some point, you just got to leave it behind you. But
most of the time, it's just me driving over my head. So it's not usually
that. Do you feel like you've been progressing? I mean, obviously, you've been fast. Both of you guys, you know, have always been fast. But I can see both of your times and driving skills change over time. Can you feel that, or seat time, you think, is coming into play?
Seat time definitely does have an effect. The car has been totally different this year. I've been driving it a little different, getting used to what the car is doing, but, you know.
See, his lucky is he got the same car. I'm over here trying out a whole new car.
Well, that's part of the fun. Do you guys give each other advice at all sometimes, or like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this next time? Not for a reason of, you know, except to help the other person.
Not like specifically on like working on the car. Maybe it's like driving skills.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like you shouldn't did that, but like you should have done that.
I seen you on the track, man. It looks like you're, I don't know, going in too deep or something. You ever kind of bounce stuff off of each other? Because I mean, once one driver gets better, the other one's going to get better too, because you're constantly going to be chasing each other.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but other than that, we really don't talk about on setup stuff and cars need.
Well, that's probably good, because you guys, you know, your team puts a lot of time in getting those setups right and all that. And there shouldn't be a whole lot of setup stuff, because these are factory stock type cars, so.
There's a lot of stuff you can do to them, though.
I'm just joking, by the way.
I understand they're stock, but there's a lot of stuff you can do.
I'm just joking, by the way. I know that, you know, they've over time, the bomber division has progressed into what I think is more of a street stock type division, where it's, you know, similar to a super stock, just doesn't have a few other items in there to adjust.
I was gonna say it has progressed definitely, but it's not quite the street stock. In my opinion.
Do you guys ever think about paying one another to get some of those other secrets? Or no?
No.
Yeah, McDonald's on me next week. I just need to know something.
No, I think it's pretty fun, because, like, if we do something that we beat him, he goes home and does a bunch of stuff, and then he beats us, and we go home and do a bunch of stuff and beat him.
Back and forth.
And
oh,
it's
crap,
like, and the funny thing is like, we do that on the weekends, but during the week, it's like, we're best friends. We hang out every night. So it's like, we don't bring it up, but it's like, dude, I'm going to beat you next weekend. Like, watch out.
Next will be the wagers. You guys will be putting money down.
Ooh,
no.
There'll be a drawer in the toolbox. Okay, put your money in here.
Right. Little envelope. No, that's cool, though. I mean, obviously, set up stuff is a little different than driving, you know, tips or advice or criticism even, you know.
Both of our crews would probably be mad at each other for giving each other secrets. So
we kind of don't.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they probably don't tell you certain things just because of your guys' friendship. Huh? You ever think of that?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's good. I keep it that way, right? Who cares?
To be honest, I think Pete tells me everything, but me and Michael do most of the work on the cars.
Do you?
It's just it's all Michael Miller's fault.
Well, now now we know.
But it's something that we don't want to talk about.
Right.
We race hard, we race against each other, but outside the racetrack, we just want to be friends and be kids.
Right.
Even though I'm 20 and he's 18, but
well, no,
we just want to be friends and hang out and do what friends do, not what race
cars
drivers
like,
do.
Racing video games or anything like that?
We play iRacing.
Oh, yeah.
So keep running iRacing, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, because then you can talk about anything you want.
Oh, yeah.
And we can wreck each other.
Yeah, not, right.
It won't cost us.
Yeah.
This will still be a mess. Here you start.
Right? Don't you get, like, point deductions and things like that when you get too many wrecks?
Yeah.
Your I rating goes down.
Yeah. Don't matter, huh?
Yeah, I think Kyle's higher than me right now.
That's because he's tried to wreck you more.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel one driver is more aggressive than the other, do you think?
I guess that'd be his call.
So that means he's more aggressive. You're more passive.
To be honest with you, I think everyone has a little bit of aggressive in them.
Right.
Just depends on what they have to do to get it out of them.
And that's a good point, because as a racer, not anybody can get in a race car of any kind, whether it's skid plate or bomber or super late model, without having something they need to get out of them.
I feel like everyone has a little bit of aggressive in their racing style. They
right.
just depends on where they are on the racetrack at that time to get it out of them.
And you can see it sometimes with race incidences on the track. You'll see the person's driving style change just like that as soon as something happens, and they're rushing to get up or trying to get on the guy's bumper or something like that to let them know they're there. So, but are there any times on the track you guys let each other know, hey, I'm right behind you?
I'm usually the one that does that.
I think I've done it once.
Right.
Other than that, I'm no.
Because you're leading the points, Vinny, correct?
Yes,
and
correct.
You're 10 points? Under 10 points behind. You guys, you know, look at that going to each race, or you just go out and drive, or what do you...
I'll let you go first, Kyle, and I'll say my side.
I just try to get to the front as fast as I can.
Is that your approach is just get as far up as you can, whether it's first, second, third, whatever?
Yeah, usually, but I get impatient.
Yeah.
I start hitting people. I've been better about it, but I'm trying to not.
Are there other racers that have approached you on that, saying, hey, man, you're running into us or anything like that?
Yeah.
We don't approach you nicely.
You don't look
not usually.
You don't look bruised up or beat up or like you had to fight back or anything. So I guess that's a good thing.
Well,
I haven't gotten physical yet.
Most people don't confront me in person. It's usually Facebook battles with them. So
yeah,
he's been like, you know, lay off it a little bit. I'm like, okay, you know.
I'm just straight out with him. I'm like, dude, you need to calm down. He's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself having to defend, let's say, Kyle, when something like that happens, that he's getting attacked?
I don't know if
you don't feel like it's
I don't know if I defend him. It's more of a, I'm that person he can turn to and be the straight up honest cancer guy to him. Like, if he turns to me and say, hey, was I bad that race? I can look at him and be like, to be honest with you, no. Or to be honest with you, you screwed up. Like, it was you.
Right. Or you didn't see it.
And I feel like Kyle would turn around and actually, like, put that in his mind and be like, okay, it was my fault.
And
like,
he would probably do the same for you, I would imagine, to some degree.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, he tries to get up to the front as fast as he can. I'm over here just trying to make it to the track and have fun. That's my goal for this year.
We already know. We know that. BS right there.
No, I'm not joking.
From the points leader.
Yeah. When you're up front, that's okay to say that. I'm just out having fun, you know.
I'm being honest. Because
I'm points leader.
This year is not the same as last year. Last year, I wanted to get my championship, and I think everyone knew that. This year, I kind of just want to have fun and get back to the why I started racing, why it was a hobby for me, and why I like racing.
All right.
I kind of lost that over the years I've been racing.
Is you still going to feel that way as Kyle gets closer and closer to you in points? Because it's going to happen. He's a good driver.
I tell him all the time, I'm like, if you get close to me and beat me, you beat me. And as long as I'm having fun and I'm doing what I like, it's fun to me, then I'm fine with that.
Do you feel kind of pinched? Because you're first within, what, they said 9 points. And then behind you within 9 or 10 points is Michael Miller, am I correct?
Yeah, my teammate.
His teammate. So you're kind of like in that position where if anything happens, you ever feel like they're ganging up on you?
Not really, honestly, because, you know, him and Michael, they've been good about team racing and stuff.
Right.
Like, they've made sure they don't do that, which I appreciate that. And, you know, there's that whole deal last year about the team racing stuff after that one race where Court and him pounded the fence. But
yeah. I mean, a lot of times that's just people's, you know, opinion because there's more than one teammate out there. They think that's going to happen all the time. And I guess it could happen, but typically it doesn't happen. Do you have any team cars out there yourself?
Just me.
Just you.
We're trying to get our other car out there pretty quick, but
you're the lone wolf out there.
Pretty much.
I mean, I do give it to Michael. He has stepped up his game, and
he's
trying to keep his nose clean this year, and he's actually finishing in the top three. Like, he's doing good.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. He's doing good.
You know, and Adam Simon, I don't know him, but he's been up there too.
Adam Simon,
well,
another
you guys
good
are
person.
Top four. I think he's within 10 points of
him.
Michael Miller.
Yeah.
So you know, that's a small gap.
Adam's always raced clean too with us. And
yeah,
that's. It's nice to race with people that are clean, I'm pretty sure. There's been times where they haven't appreciated my driving, but...
Well, you know, I think most drivers have been through that at some point. So, and that's seat time, learning experience. Sometimes it's that night. Crap just don't happen. I mean, you've had nights like that. You've had nights. Gary has those nights. I'm sure.
Lots.
So. But, sometimes it just doesn't come together that night, and you just seem like, man, I got into this guy, or this guy got into me. It looked like I got into him, and what do you do?
Ain't Quintero on your team, too?
He says he's not, but, I mean, I think he is.
Well, they got three of the top five.
He doesn't want to be part of Pete's team, but he's included in it. He keeps his car at Pete's.
So why do you think he doesn't want to be kind of included? He wants to own it himself. Like, hey, if I do top five, I don't want it.
Because
you
he
guys
does
take
put,
any
credit
for it?
It's his car. He owns it.
Okay.
He just keeps that Pete, and Pete helps him work on it.
Right.
And me and Michael help him do some changes here and there on it. But at the end of the day, he leaves it at Pete's. He works on it at Pete's. And he pits with Pete.
Right.
He's part of Pete's team.
Right.
That's the way I put it.
Man, it's just getting worse for you, Kyle.
That's the way I put it. But at the end of the day, I don't think Jacob's going to race Kyle any harder than he'll race me.
Right.
Jacob's an honest race car driver, and I think he's going to race me as hard as he can, is just as much as
Have
he
you guys
race
had that
Kyle.
Situation where your teammates, I mean, obviously there's
only
in the
practice
top five.
With
oh,
Jacob.
Really?
That's the only time I was side by side with him.
Huh.
Besides last race, and last race he scared me because he was sideways. I'm
right.
like, he's coming into my driver, my passenger door.
Right.
And I'm like, I got Kyle behind me, so there's something happening.
Kyle's just waiting. Go ahead, guys. Get into each other.
No, he had Mike tires up in the air, and I'm like, Kyle. And I look back, and Michael had his tires up in the air. And then I look back behind Michael. Aaron had Michael's tires up in the air. And I look behind Aaron, and I think it was the 00 had his tires up in the air. I'm like,
shouldn't you be looking forward?
Well, I was trying to go forward, but at the same time, it's like, you're just going to spin your tires.
Right.
It's like, okay, why am I getting railed from behind? So it's like, you got to look. And then like 4 minutes later, it was a big wreck. So,
well, and obviously with what you've seen, it was coming.
Yeah.
Something was going to happen.
Yeah. So I just hope Tim don't blame it on me because I couldn't do anything.
It's always if you know Michael Miller, it's Michael Miller's fault technically. So don't take any blame. And because you know him, it's still Michael Miller's fault. So hey, did you get his approval to get these guys in? By the way, he is our
no.
Actually, he told me he was calling in.
Oh no,
we're
not going to take his call.
That's
Michael
right.
Miller,
I haven't been watching.
Yeah,
phone.
He said he was going to call in. And I know he's on Facebook Live on my phone, so if he don't call in, I'm going to be giving him some stuff about it tomorrow.
Well,
it's all Michael Miller's fault.
He can try to call him. We won't let him watch. Oh, man.
He was watching, I guess. I don't know. Let's see here. Michael Miller watching. Let's see if I can move that. Hey, Mike, I'm waving at you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think he's not watching. No
what
more.
Did we do 20 years ago without this technology?
Oh, you know what? I think he left. It went from 3 to 2 people.
Oh, okay.
maybe he's trying to call.
Well, we will answer. We'll let him sweat a little bit.
That's right. It's all Michael Miller's fault.
So do either of you have, like, the track record right now? Is it one of you two?
That's me.
You?
Yeah.
That's good to – something to –
Yeah,
to be proud about and happy about.
Yeah.
Have any of these guys gotten real close?
I know nothing. I'm right here. That's what he said. He says, I know nothing.
Famous last week.
Amen to that.
We didn't think anything different. So.
And my mom said no team racing, which I agree with her. It is no team racing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a subject that when you have multiple...
Oh, yeah, it comes into people's mind, but,
right.
like, at the same time, it's not like we all sit down and go, okay, guys,
right.
we're racing as a team,
yeah,
and we have to help out our
right.
team.
When Kyle comes up,
yeah,
let's get side by side and not let him pass.
Yeah, like, we don't do that.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're our team, but we're not team racing.
Yeah.
No,
I would also bet that if you were to lose, like, you lose to Kyle, you don't feel as bad, like, he earned it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not like
sure.
someone who banged their way up
yeah,
the
yeah,
front
yeah.
and was dirty and you're like, really? I freaking lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to see a nice clean racer. If they're going to beat you, they beat you.
Right.
Fair
yeah,
square.
Fair and square,
mm-hmm.
and they beat
you.
You
race them to the line, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Since you hold the record, Kyle, is that something you guys shoot for? Is to try to, since you got multiple teams, you know, hey, let's try to get this record.
I can see Pete going for it, but I don't know yet if he does want to go for it. So,
and do you think
you
can hold on to that record?
hopefully,
you
I don't even
beat.
Know how I ran that fast. That was
right.
cruising, man. It was on rails.
It was one of those nights where just things came together.
Yeah. The temperature is right, everything. I don't know.
Did you guys take a lot of notes that night for repeatability? I mean, that's what you should do, right? You try to repeat that best night.
You had a lot of Taco Bell that night, huh?
Yeah.
And not
a lot of methane.
Yeah.
Extra methane they bottled up.
Got to try that out.
But honestly, corn man.
Inside a burrito, I got you.
West side weight.
Yeah, I can go for that. But like that car got crashed last year, and I rebuilt it over the winter, and I
right.
kind of just threw a stock, or like not a stock, but like a basic spring package in
right.
it. Like, all right, let's see if it works. And then I went out there and ran that lap. So.
You know, and it's funny because we've talked about this in the past before multiple times is sometimes it takes a car to get wrecked in order to make it right. You know, you pull it, you straighten stuff back out, you do all your measuring, and it just ends up being better than the last go around, you know.
I don't know how it's better, but it is.
It is.
So if you want to, we can get the Bobcat and the one in the backyard we can hit too.
Yeah, just drive it.
He's willing to try that again. Let's see if we can do it.
I think you should do it to your car. Oh, I can't. Pete won't let me.
He won't let you.
I already asked. Just tap
oh,
the
right.
wall because my other car was bent and we fixed it.
So you're volunteering my car now, huh?
Well, I mean, you already have one fast one, so what's another fast one going to do for you?
It'll make it faster.
Let's hope.
You guys ever thought about, like, swapping cars just to see the differences in the two?
I
think that'd be fun. No, not yet. I don't think his dad will let it, and I don't think Pete will let it.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell anybody. Just do it one night. Just swap.
Yeah.
They won't
walk
know.
To the bathroom and
yeah.
see.
They won't even know. You get
just
in the car.
Walk in the bathroom with helmets and switch.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I might have about 4 inches of leg hanging
out
the leg.
Yeah, and I might have to roll my pants up about 4 feet. But we'll be good. The belt line will be at my kneecap.
Hey, no.
Hey,
I think that'd be fun.
Don't tell him. Just do it. So we won't tell anyone.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Gary likes secrets. So.
No one knows. Gary knows no secrets.
Oh, man. Any advice for each other tonight? When's your next race? June 1st?
You know that, and I don't. That's sad.
It's coming. Whenever.
Well,
I only know
because I don't even have a motor for my car. So.
No.
That's the sad thing. The first two people don't have motors in their cars, so.
That's funny. Really?
His car don't have a motor, and my car don't have a motor.
Hmm.
I got a block sitting there. That's what I got.
I got another motor. I just got to put it in.
Well, that's part of the fun, doing things last minute, right? I mean, you should know
all
that,
the
right?
time, man.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, last minute stuff. So what happened with motors, if I can ask, if it, you know, without giving away any secrets or anything like that?
I got no secrets except to say it went kaboom.
Bigger cam, bigger
boom.
What? Pistons, what?
Boom.
just let go, huh?
What the exhaust valve on cylinder 7, it's, I don't know why it just broke.
Oh.
Like right where the comes up like that, mm-hmm. right, it's broke. I don't
just dropped the valve, huh?
Made the piston. It destroyed the piston and blew out all the cylinder walls and all that. So,
well, that sucks.
Yeah.
My mom said they would notice the height difference.
They would.
Because I think Michael will grow up from when you give him a hug and he'd be like, did you grow?
Give him like a weak hug.
Yeah.
Your mom would be like, what? Come on, give me a big hug.
Did you grow?
I believe Michael Miller will tell on you guys.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, he probably will.
He won't keep a secret.
No. Michael Miller can't keep no secrets. That's why it's all his fault.
Oh, well.
No, my motor, it was just, it's old, needed to be refreshing, so why not do it when we have a break?
How many races do you guys have left? You know,
I think five or six.
I think we're four in into our 10 or 11
races.
Yeah,
I think we got
10
or 11 races this year.
So I think we got six left.
And they're all points races.
All
yeah.
points races.
That's pretty cool. No double points races this year.
No. Mm-hmm. I wish they did double headers, but they don't have
that would be fun.
Yeah, I thought they used to do that once in a while, didn't they, Gary?
They used to do it on the back, like the back to school nights, like after the summer break and all that, but they don't have it this year, so.
Right. But you guys are racing on the 4th of July night, I believe.
Yeah.
You guys is that a fun night for you guys? Because you know the stands
are packed. The trophies bigger.
Bigger trophies.
I'm usually
packed.
I'm usually racing for my dad. That's every single July 3rd, he dedicates his birthday to go to the racetrack.
Oh,
so.
No way.
Yeah, so I race for him that day. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Six more races.
That's the only trophy I didn't get yet. So.
Oh, so.
I don't have one either. Well, I got one in the Bandos forever ago. But.
No, like I've won every back to school night. I have a trophy for like, out of all the years I've been racing, that's the only trophy I haven't won.
Yet. Really, something to push for.
And Aaron got it last year.
He took it from you.
Yeah, he got it last year.
The one race Aaron does, man.
Yeah, the only race that Aaron does last year, he wins that trophy.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's seat time? I mean, you got some pretty good seat time yourself, but do you think it's something he's doing different, just driving style? Or
the way I put it is I look up to Aaron as a driver, as what he can do in a car. I know some people don't agree with him and on what he thinks, but as someone that helped him on the Modified Tour and race bombers with him, I look up to him. He's a role model to me as a driver standpoint. In the bombers, he does have a lot of seat time, so when he is in the bomber, I do expect him to be in the contention for the win. And
does he give you guys any advice and all?
Oh, yeah, he always helps me with advice.
Any of that advice you can give to Kyle?
No, to be honest with you, Aaron does help Kyle, too.
Do you guys talk, too? That's cool.
I'm also his computer support.
Yeah. Kyle's a technician for computers. Right. Anything computer-wise, call Kyle.
Oh, really? Well, that's good to know.
Because, like, Aaron called me one night and goes, hey, my iRacing ain't working. And I said, oh, here's Kyle's number. Pay him, like, $100, and he'll fix your computer. What did he pay you? I don't even know.
I don't know. I told him to keep it, but he made me take it. So
yeah, he fixed it. And then,
that's good.
Yeah.
So you're the computer guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Apple
Remember
support.
That.
Call Kyle.
We're calling Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Pay him extra for overtime when there's a race.
I'll make a saying for it one day. Just right now, it's just call Kyle.
Call Kyle.
June 1st at 8:30 at night.
Yep. We're gonna call you. We come out.
Emergency.
Off the schedule.
out of town, sorry, close.
Not working that night.
Yeah,
cool. I'll be there in about 4 hours. I got 4 hour response time.
Yeah, we got a 2 day response time. Just calm down, and we'll be there
on race weekend.
Do you in the bombers? I mean, you guys obviously have different cars, different teams, different strategies. How much tire differences do you guys have between your two cars? Do you know?
He copied me.
Right now we have the exact same rims and tires.
Oh, okay. Have you guys noticed the difference? Who changed to what? Changed to theirs?
Yeah, I changed to theirs.
So what did you tell a difference? Can you tell a difference?
Well, what Pete ran is the Acceleras.
Yeah.
Which they don't make no more.
Right.
So he's been looking for a new tire and we're like, okay, well, Adam Simons, Kyle, and Tim Mazarin all run on the same tires. So we're like, okay, let's try these. Let's see what happens. So we bought rims and tires. And from what I saw last race, I love them. They give it more side bite and everything.
If it's okay to say it, the BF
Goodrich.
BFGs.
Yep. And, you know, they're a lot harder compound, actually, than the tire that used to run in the Accelerators, but they're a bigger tire, so the geometry changes on the bomber type cars.
Yeah.
You have a lot more to adjust.
I've noticed for me the tire lasts a lot longer.
Yeah,
it's really hard. I can drive the crap out of it. It'll be loose right corner, but it'll go.
We're
back
on 10%.
Oh my God.
Facebook Live is ending, guys. Bye. Sorry.
You have to go to onwheelsnow.com to watch it.
That's right.
So, but and also the tire itself, you have a larger tread width than the accelerators. Accelerators are pretty small. They just, the only advantage they had was this compound.
Mm, yeah,
it was pretty soft. But
Kyle,
no, that's cool.
Comment down below on Wheels Now.
It's not letting me do it.
It's the caption of the freaking show. On to life.
Yeah, but you got to rub your knees. Phone died. Hey,
Michael Miller's already on it.
Oh, he is?
No. Yeah.
Go to unwheels.com.
Hopefully my mom gets this.
Vinny's going to lose it. I guess while we're kind of messing with that, we'll let you guys do your technical stuff or non-technical stuff. But we'll talk about Hear Clear. Get with Cindy at 725-333-4327. If you need custom earbuds for your racing program, this is who you want to call. Hear Clear, 725-333-4327. Give Cindy Clark a call. She can also help you with hearing aids or anything like that.
Anything to do with hearing.
Yep. If you had anything to do with hearing. Anything. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Okay. So give her a call, 725-333-4327. So Hear Clear. Hear Clear.
All right, so I got a question. We brought it up a couple episodes ago.
Okay.
Would you guys be willing to run backwards on the track?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
No questions asked.
With a coin toss? I mean, obviously you guys are set up
That'd
to
be
go
cool.
left. But like any given night to say, hey, we don't know. It's random.
Yes.
We don't know.
Well,
we
probably switch the front around just a little bit.
Right.
I'll race it the way it is.
That'd be fun,
looks
right?
Like a dump truck.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. See who the real driver is.
Okay.
What about like what some tracks do is, you know, not make it too extreme, but put it like a chicane or an offset somewhere down the straightaway to kind of slow you down a little bit and, you know, kind of give the other slower cars a chance to pass or something.
Oh
like
man,
that.
We got a caller.
Oh man. We think we know
who it is. Is it my dad? Is it Michael Miller? Oh, no, Kyle. Hey, run.
We're not sure. Yeah.
If it's Michael, run.
I guess we have a caller.
Ready?
Oh, wow.
No.
Go ahead.
All right. Who do we have? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm done.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the racing thing.
Oh, you have to speak up. We can barely hear you.
It's quiet.
Can we now?
Yep.
It gets faint. I can hear him.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Don't go too high on that because it'd actually go backwards. All right, let's try it again. Who is this?
Drop the call.
Yeah.
It must be a cellular service.
They must have Sprint.
He'll call back. Don't worry.
Who was that, by the way?
Michael Miller.
Michael Miller.
That was Michael. I knew it.
All right.
That's why I said run.
Technical. We'll make sure.
Who else would call a radio show and say, what are you doing?
What are you doing, man? What are you going on?
I told him I was ice skating.
That's okay.
Building a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Hey, do we want to do a break or anything? What time is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
We haven't done a break in a long time, so we'll
this
give
is
you guys
our arts and crafts show.
Right, exactly. We're just talking about knitting.
Oh, wait. He texted me.
Oh, boy.
He goes, I tried, but I can barely hear them as well.
Yeah. Oh, well. He must, again, have Sprint. Sorry, Sprint.
Yes.
I think that's Verizon.
Nah, he's got Sprint. Trust me.
I would seriously be lying right now.
You want to go ahead and take a break? We're going to give you a minute to key up a break of some kind. We'll give these two something to relax.
Let's
All right,
go.
We'll see you on the other side of the break.
All right.
This is Cindy Clark, driver of the number 12 skid plate car, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. And tonight, we're talking about local racing with Vinny Ricci Jr. and Mr. Kyle Jacks of the LVMS Bomber Division. So again, thanks for joining us here tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Is there anything you want to tell any fans or even other drivers or anybody that is listening? Hey, you know, hey, stop running into me, or give me some advice or anything like that you want to put out there. We'll give you a second or two.
I don't know if I got much to say. Don't use the chrome horn too much.
I would just be like, keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are making the bomber class what it is today.
Do you feel the bomber class is strong this year?
It definitely.
I mean, it's not as strong as the last couple years. It's
coming
for
back.
Car count.
Yeah. But you got good solid drivers.
We
this year, you
we had like 18 cars last week.
The way I put it is from the top five to, well, probably from the leader to like top 10. We're only a couple of tenths off each other.
Right.
And what I was gonna say is, keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are working on your cars. You're getting them fast. And it's actually good racing for the top 10 now because we're all the same speed.
Right.
Anyone can – I can finish – I can win, or I can finish 10th one race just because
everybody's
it's
that
how
close,
it plays out and how it's close.
Right. Do you feel like there's a good solid driver experience out there? I guess even with the new drivers out there, I'm sure there's a couple new guys, but they're staying clean, staying out of everybody,
yeah,
I think.
It seems to be pretty good racing.
How about when you're lapping, you know, cars? What's going to happen? Do they stay out of the way, do what they're supposed to do?
Yeah,
I've only had one mistake with that.
Oh, okay.
The new driver, she was going to go high, I believe, and I went to go high. And, like, I thought she was clipping my nose off and I was dying in the tires. But I got around, but that was the only thing I had. But that was the first race, so I gave her some leeway. I didn't really say anything to her, so. But
no,
she's been better, and I admit it, so.
Cool.
Yeah. They're all doing pretty good, I think.
Because
sure.
It looked like the class was getting smaller for a little while, but now obviously it's starting to pick back up. Why do you think any thoughts from you guys why that may have happened? Were there like people pissed off at the track, or have you heard anything? Without getting yourselves in trouble, of course.
Well, most people think that the rules are getting – they're being too lenient with the rules, or the rules are turning into a different car. Like a street stock.
But the rules haven't really changed over the last few
years,
have they?
A lot of people think it's more money to race bombers now, which, yeah, we're allowed racing springs.
Mm-hmm.
But
it used to be you're allowed racing springs only if you painted them black.
Well, yeah. that's what I'm saying. So you're going to buy racing springs only black, but now because you can get them in different colors, they're more money. Like, Yeah, you can buy Speedway shocks,
right.
But they have to be the stock shocks.
Right.
So, one, you can go to the junkyard and get shocks, or two, you can order them from Speedway. Yeah, there might be, what, $50 more?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
it's more reliable.
I just,
right.
I think they're trying to make it more reliability for us.
That's what
as a
right.
driver, so we don't have to keep buying stuff.
That's what I was saying.
Because, like,
saying.
When my dad raced, they had stock springs and stock shocks. They
right.
couldn't do anything except cut the coilovers off to make
right.
them lower.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool, but how long is that spring going to be a 200-pound spring?
Well, you know, and people need to understand, too, is at the junkyard, like we talked about Nevada Pick Apart, the selection of parts from these cars aren't as available as they used to be.
No,
so you have
just,
to buy them.
It's just like this. Like Kyle and me, if we had a bent lower on our car, we can call Speedway and order it.
Right.
With a push and ball joint. Same
right.
thing as a stock one.
Yeah.
Just... we ordered it from Speedway.
Right.
Better availability.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously,
yeah,
it
might
cost
be
more, but it's already prepped,
yeah.
clean, painted.
And all you do is
you don't have to, I was gonna say, you don't have to work for it. You just call them and it shows
right.
up at your door 2 or 3 days
yeah.
later.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, I mean, I understand it's not like the true bomber class that we don't go out in the junkyard and look for them, but at the same time, the junkyards don't have the parts that we need anymore.
Well,
we have to look around for
them. Well, because how long have you raced the bombers? 2, 3, 4 years?
This
how
would be my
been?
Third year.
And then how about you, Kyle?
I think that I'm going on my fourth right now.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Because I miss the days where you had the big Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gary's raced with those back then. I miss those
yeah.
days. I'd like to, and you guys haven't
yeah,
experienced those days.
I raced when I was 14 in them, and that's when,
oh,
that's when
while.
The big cars started like zoning out.
Right.
So,
you know, the rules change, wheelbase, you know, change and stuff over time, and those cars, you just don't see them anymore. And I remember at one time, if you came out with the station wagon, you would automatically start
up front. Yep.
And that's why you chose to do a station wagon at one point. So
that's my next project now.
Yeah. There you go.
The station wagon?
Yeah.
Well, hey, you want to know one that can be fast? You had a fast one, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. But it was a Ford. So.
Well, you guys aren't, like, specific to any manufacturer.
I mean, my truck's
you,
a Ford.
Are you
my truck's Ford. Everybody's truck's a Ford except for Courts. He has a Chevy, but, you know.
It's always one different one.
Always got to be one.
Hey, man, that's
hey, in my pit area, I'm the only Ford, so all of them are Chevys.
Well, on the track, isn't Adam Simon's
Ford? Adam Simon's
so
a Ford.
So he's up there. You guys are everybody else's
there, yeah.
Chevy. So
I guess we run Chevys because it's more parts available.
Right.
And it's, you know,
well, and that's,
easier.
And that's going to be typical, just like you see in the...
I don't know a lot about Ford, so...
Yeah,
I'll
same here.
Admit.
I don't know anything about
right.
Ford.
Well, and that's because... You didn't
I mean,
go out and buy a Ford.
I mean, if I did have to, like, if I had a Ford car and I would work on it, like, I'd probably figure out the setup pretty
right.
easy.
You
the motor, it's still a whole new ball game for me.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
That's when I'd be calling Gary.
Yeah, hey,
your dad said UFO.
Yeah, that was it. That was the station wagon.
Yes, it was.
It's called the UFO. It was white and blue. It had blue numbers on it. Yeah.
That's funny.
And it didn't even have a number on it. It was UFO. That was the
that
number.
That was the number.
Yeah.
They don't allow that.
I'm sure he remembers that car.
Oh, he does.
They don't allow that anymore. They yep, because there used to be that late model back then, I think, used to be TEN, number 10, Coleman, Jeff Coleman, I think
oh,
it was out
yeah.
there. But they at some point they stopped. Oh, you have to have a number.
Well, I know it can't be more than 3 digits.
Right.
But I know that.
But, you know, same thing in the bombers is like the super stocks, for instance. That's why you see a lot of Camaros is because that's what works.
Yeah.
You know, people know that works. The wheelbase is good, you know, and once they're set up, they're pretty consistent. So
yeah,
that's why you see a lot of Camaros. But same thing in the bombers. You see a lot of Chevys. I mean, what type of, are they Monte Carlos or what do you typically see out there?
Mostly out there are like the car that Michael drives, like the 76 is Monte Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Is that what yours is too, or something?
Mine's a Malibu.
Similar.
Yeah, see,
yeah, the Malibu's in the.
Malibu.
Mine's a 70 Monte.
Right.
His is a Malibu.
Yeah.
And then Michael's car is the bigger tire base of a 76 Monte.
Right.
So, it's a little bit different.
They're similar, but some different.
Yeah.
I think my car's got a 2-inch shorter wheelbase on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's 2-inch shorter than Michael's, and his is 2-inch shorter than mine.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Which
I'd still rather drive a Ford.
Right. Ford guy all the way. There's no Dodges out there, is there? No.
I think
can't race
one.
We'll see.
I think that I'm not too sure. That white and green car.
That green 71 car was out there for a while, but he runs like a 40 something, and because you can't run over a 355?
I don't even know.
Yeah, but ain't his wheelbase?
I thought it was if it was over a certain wheelbase, you're allowed
119 or 120 or something.
Is it?
Ain't that wheelbase like 119?
The Dodge? I don't know.
Yeah, that Dodge. I think so.
What was JJ's before? 200?
270.
270 wheelbase.
24 yardsticks.
the tuna boat.
Yeah. That's
what he used to call. JJ used to call his the tuna boat.
Yeah. That used to be Chad Mattis's car.
Yeah, that's right.
Number 20, or 77.
Yep.
He used to tow it on a U-Haul.
Oh, so is that what it is?
With the front
tires. No, you mean two U-Hauls.
Yeah. Well, no, he only towed it on the front.
Was that the one? JJ was saying it like had shag carpet or something.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Up the side or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It had a tail hanging out the back of it.
Where's Chad? We need to get Chad. Did he race anymore? No.
I have no clue. I haven't seen him in a while.
I saw him. He was at the track. Was it? When we were out there.
Yeah.
He stopped.
Yeah, he stopped and said hi, but that was it.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, I know he raced with your brother in the Super Stocks, I think. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, race with Court, I'm sure.
Right.
That's who bought my dad's bomber, the 69 bomber. And then that got totaled on the front stretch.
Oh, no.
Chad, Matt, yep.
Oh, Chad totaled that. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
Now that's cool. Do you guys have any thoughts of going into different division at LVMS? I mean, you've had modified.
I mean, like I said, I'm building a late model, but I don't know if I'm going to race it at the Bullring exactly.
Right.
Because it is a super, but I'm going to race it as a
late model.
Late model. So I don't know if I'm going to do that.
And then you've got the car somewhat available with the family.
Yeah.
They have a late model. Late models there.
I think with the way it's going to go, Sam's going to drive the Super Stock again next year.
Okay.
And what I'm hoping for, and Court brought this up, is instead of racing here full time, we throw a different set of wheels and tires in the car and change gear and go on dirt.
Kind
of
go play around a little bit.
I finally got him to say something.
You know,
my dad
cool.
doesn't want to budge, but Court's
right.
on my boat.
I've
so.
Took Kyle to 3 dirt races.
And
now he's trying to get his car as a dirt car.
Have you never raced a dirt before, Kyle?
I've driven a mini stock for about 4 laps.
I have you. Okay. What do you think? I mean, was it fun? Did you feel like, hey, I got
to
do more of this?
What happened to the other, like, 16 laps?
Yeah.
It was a practice day.
It was a practice.
Okay.
Out in Crump?
Yeah. I was driving some other man's car, Dylan's.
Did you want to ever try maybe a bomber out at Crump or anything like that?
I have always wanted to.
You just didn't want to get your car dirty or what?
No, I don't care about that. I'm not the one that makes it.
Hey, when I was over at Vinny's, he had Daddy's car real shining, so
yeah,
maybe
Kyle
helped me.
Yeah, I got
the cleaning
part down.
This thing.
I'm missing.
Like I said, I took him to 3 dirt races. He's got everything down that he needs to know.
Which tracks did you guys go to for the 3 dirt races?
It was actually
one track.
It was actually two, but we went to Pahrump, and then we went to this track out in California. It's called Barona.
Oh, yeah, Barona.
Hey, wait, let's go back to Pahrump quickly.
Oh,
since somebody's listening, who's on?
Okay, so
the modified.
Yeah.
The modified.
Okay, so my as everybody knows, my dad has a modified.
Okay.
I got a brand new GRT. So at Pahrump, it's a 2-spin rolling black flag. So I spun out once and
trying
then,
to catch dad.
No, I was in second.
The shock was out on his car.
I was in second. I spun out. So I went to the last. And then this guy who named Brad is, he was in second, he spun out. Then the leader blew up. So he was gone. So then it was me and this guy named Brad racing for the lead, and I spun out again, so I got black flagged.
Oh.
And I was like, they're going to black flag me, the third car on the racetrack.
3 out of 3.
Right.
So now it's just 2, and then when they were coming out to the white flag, Brad spun out in front of my dad. So that was his second spin. So instead of black flagging him, they just gave my dad the checkered. And
hey,
won.
A win's a win.
Right?
Congratulations, senior.
At the same time, I'm happy for him because – you know, he's the only one that didn't spin out. So.
Now he's hooked on dirt.
You guys planning on doing more?
He's racing next weekend.
I think he wants,
in prep?
Cool.
He wants to go out.
You get that first win, you always want to go back.
I know you want more, right?
yeah. So, and then I went to Verona last weekend with Kyle, and that was a rough weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how's the car count out in Verona?
They had 15 cars altogether, two heat races. I started last in my heat race, drove all the way up to second, and coming to the checkered, I spun out going in the three.
Oh.
I drove it in too hard. And then I started 10th in the main, drove all the way up to fourth, and on lap five of the main, my battery died on me and turned off the whole car, and I had to sit in the infield and watch the race.
You got the best seat in the house. Or the worst seat in the house.
Unfortunately, to be honest with you, I think I had a car to get, like, the win or get second.
No kidding.
But
what did you think of that, Kyle? I mean,
it was cool,
the experience different? You know, a lot of fun?
It's a completely different house.
You haven't really experienced dirt track racing much?
Not entirely, but after last weekend, man, I'm hooked on it now.
Really?
Cool stuff. Like, everybody up there is friendly. They all socialize with each other, and, you know.
You should get a handful of...
help each other.
Yeah.
You should get a handful of bombers together and go racing Pahrump one night.
That's what I'm just trying to get my car together and go travel somewhere.
Right.
Even Havasu, we race
right.
Havasu for
the factory.
They're jumping like the next
there.
Day.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If he travels with me, we can race Verona,
right.
Paris, Canyon, Tokopa, Pahrump.
Is it
Mojave?
Yeah, Mojave.
Is that something you guys are thinking about doing?
Right now, it's in the talks.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we actually sit down and actually figure out something out, I mean, I'm going to help him make his car into a dirt car. But
well, there's a lot of the third, fourth, fifth on down at Vegas. Is like, yeah, do it.
Probably.
We want you guys to move on.
We're leaving the fast car set up for pavement. We're
right.
taking the other car, but the other car needs a lot of work
right.
onto it. So that's been our parts car this year. So.
Hey, you know, don't take the good car. Take the backup car and, you know, play around till you get.
But hopefully I can get them hooked.
Yeah.
So then we don't go back to the Bomber series and we just, you know, go dirt racing.
You're going to let him test your modifier in the dirt?
I told him if he paid for gas and tires, he could race my purple car that I wrecked that I just fixed, but his dad said no.
He told me that at the Sunday we got back from Verona 2 days ago.
He brought it up to his dad, and his dad turned around and goes, no.
Yeah, he told me no before I could even finish my sentence. So.
Does that sound exciting, though?
Hey, maybe you should take him out to the dirt track a few times and get him hooked.
Right?
Maybe he'll say yes.
I'm trying.
He's tried.
Okay.
He's tried. He said he's tried.
Maybe in like 3 months we can come back and talk about it.
And you guys aren't listening, but he said he's hooked already. So.
No,
I said
his dad.
Oh,
his dad.
Okay, the dad.
If I got the kid, I can get his dad, too.
Uh-huh. Has your dad done dirt racing in the past? And
I don't know about dirt racing, but he's raced
yeah.
his entire childhood up
right.
until
if I can get Sam to go, it'd be even better. Then I have people to travel with.
This is selfish, by the way. We just want the group of buddies to travel with him.
But you know, that's racing. You have fun hanging out with your friends. That's
true.
I was my friend. Why not race together?
Now that would be fun to get a group of people, and I was just joking, by the way, so he went that selfish.
Holy.
Somebody says on here they got an extra mod, dirt mod.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Kyle.
Who said that?
Senior.
That's my dad.
Told you. But the real thing is you got to convince his dad.
Yeah.
Well, all you got to do is tell him to go in your buddy's house for the weekend, and he don't have to know.
That would be totally bad.
Yeah, see?
We're going down to the beach.
Don't ask me why I'm bringing my racing
yeah. Don't question me that we're going to be right next to the Ventura racetrack. We're on the beach, though.
But that's fun. I mean, you got to admit, touring is fun. Getting out of town, going to these different tracks, it you know, something else. And I encourage everyone to do that. You know, get involved in some other type of tracks and touring and stuff and just have some
fun. I've always liked traveling, like even with the Bandoleros, we traveled
right.
and stuff, but we haven't had that much luck going out of town. I mean, most of the time, like if we ever went out of town, we've crashed or broke usually. Can't get my voice to stop cracking, man. But
Kyle, your voice always cracks.
This
always
getting,
gonna be like,
you're getting broken up talking about dirt racing.
Oh, maybe.
But like he could be just a normal person sitting on and just talking, and his voice will just go, whoa.
Where you go through puberty, that's what that is.
No, it didn't happen.
I'm just joking.
Like 3 years. Like,
yeah. We'll get off track here for a minute before you lose time. Let's talk about some sponsors and things. I know there's both of you guys have two different race programs going on. We'll let the second place go first tonight, Vinny. So go ahead, Kyle.
The two main people I couldn't do without is my dad. And my dad actually texted me and said, talking crap about your dad, huh? So, no, I'm
talking
not,
good.
I'm not talking crap about you. I love you. Wouldn't be here without you. Court, SNE.
Right.
He helps work on the cars a lot, and he funds a lot of the stuff, too. And
that's
you know,
cool.
Without those two guys, racing wouldn't exist for me. So I think my brother Sam, we butt heads a lot, but, you know, we always work on something.
What brothers don't?
Brotherly love.
That's right.
Hopefully I didn't piss off your dad.
You're good. But Tony, we haven't had him at the last couple of races, but he's always fun. Everybody likes Tony, and wish he can come back. And Sergeants. We actually have Sergeant's motor in our brother's car right now because
cool.
He blew up early this year. So they make it a lot easier to go racing as well. You know, everybody would hang out with the pits.
Right.
Fun time.
Cool.
Except for all the politics and stuff.
I know. You know, if we could all put the politics aside and just keep that part of it, then it's something to hold on to.
Yeah.
So, cool. Vinny?
My mom and dad, my sister, Pete, Michael, Jacob, Silver Star Plumbing, Drain and Sewer, Aqua Perfect, First Circle Water, Dynamax, DMS, Race Engines. That'll be it.
I'm sure there's more.
Oh,
but,
it's probably a lot more.
So your guys' next race, June 1st, out at LVMS.
Yes.
You can go to LVMS.com to look at the schedule. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys if somebody wants to get a hold of you or
Facebook.
Have questions?
Yeah, Facebook or
so
Vinny
Kyle,
Rucci Jr.
Yeah.
Or Rucci Racing.
Rucci Racing and then Kyle.
We got Jack Miller Sports.
Okay.
It seems like we're not on there because we don't ever post on it, but I always get notifications from
okay.
it. So that or you can look up my name on Facebook on there too.
Cool. And then if somebody's gonna root for you, you're in the number
96 bomber.
96 bomber out at LVMS, and you're in the
number four
bomber out at LVMS. So come check them out. And Gary, any racing for you coming up?
65 bomber.
Yes.
65 bomber.
June 29th.
Oh, okay. Out
cool.
at the Orange Show.
Yeah,
we're
orange
taking
show
the
orange
show with the trucks.
Yep. So if you guys want to get out and travel and come watch or want
to
get in something, give us a call.
Yeah.
It'll be a
trying to talk
for
Vinny into selling a couple of them mods and buying a truck.
You should.
Funny. I like my mods too much.
You can have a mod and
a
truck.
That's how I do a little extra overtime working and you
right.
can buy a truck.
Hey, isn't that wrong to own a mod and a truck?
That's right. Michael owns a mod and a truck.
You could do it.
You have fun doing that one, okay?
How about dirt racing? Next race in dirt that you can think of?
Well, my dad races this weekend in Pahrump.
So that's good.
Are you racing?
I
but
am
you're
not racing.
Racing. Okay.
I am helping my dad in focusing on my dad's car.
Kyle, you going to be there helping out too or don't know yet?
If I can get off work, yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know when my next dirt race is. Me and Kyle are planning on something going out of town. Because, like I said, I have to go out of town with someone in my truck.
Whoa. Vinny, that's the wrong answer. Uh-oh. Build a bigger shop. He said no room in the shop.
My dad?
Build a bigger shop.
Man, that's
See, I have
I got what I want. Okay?
All right. We're out of time, guys. Yeah. And thanks, Vinny Rucci Jr. Thanks, Kyle Jacks.
Thanks
first, second place drivers here at LVMS. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Rooting for both you guys. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're going to have fun watching you guys through the rest of the season. So
thanks for having us.
We'll be rating you guys, too, because we've got the popularity program going
That's
on
right.
here. By the end of the year, we'll see who's
oh,
the
man,
most popular.
Oh, man, I think might have. But I'm also part of that one. So I get a cut.
There you go. So we'll see you live next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com. Go to Trump this weekend and watch Vinny Rucci Senior race out there. So maybe we'll have to take a trip and watch. So we'll see you guys live next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening.